It's the Unbleached Bonus Show. Yeah, motherfuckers. How we doing tonight? Just hanging out, chilling, solo molo. Taking some weird calls. If you want to call in, there's the number. 929. The fuck's the rest of it? 322-4595. They're actually open. I'm just going to have the tune. The tone noise, whatever you want. We might even turn on SR. Do some song requests. Fuck it, why not? But yeah, it's a honcho in the background. We're live. 1-6-2018 for the bonus show. Just a few moments into 1-7-2018. I'm going to try and do some different shit when it comes to this show. More long form, kind of almost donation driven. You would say the male version of Chatterbait, where I'm actually a man cam girl now, you know. And, you know, you pay money and I'll continue the show as long as the money rolls in, the subscriptions roll in. We'll see how long we can do this. And continue the Unbleached Show, no matter what, man. I don't need co-hosts. I don't need to be with someone in a studio. I could just freely come on here and talk literally the shit that I want to talk. So, Tony, before he decided he couldn't make it tonight, he did hook me up with some show prep. And I want to kind of get to it cold. I did download it, so I do a lot of that. I download things, and I waste the hard drive space. So let's see this video here. This is Jason Nash. We mentioned him on the regular show we did, where he's doing some new content. Now, if you're not familiar with Jason Nash, he was very, very popular on Vine. And Vine is a dead app now, I guess. It's gone. It's literally taken off of the App Store, right? Can't use it. I mean, the content's still there somewhere in the bowels of the internet, but, you know. He used to make Vine videos for children, basically. These were, you know, these weren't for adults. He was a 40-something-year-old man, married, some sort of actor, comedian, putting himself out there on Vine, making these cutesy videos and catering them to children. So he's been off my radar for quite some time, but Tony pulled up a video of him doing what is like a Casey, I forget his name, how to say it, Nienstein, some weird German, I will kill every, you know, what I'm about to say, that type of German name, yeah, that guy, he used to vlog, so he does vlogs just like that, and fucking shoulder's broken, literally dislocated my shoulder, don't know how it happened, I don't know if I'm sleeping on it wrong, and I'm fighting in my dreams. Something's fucked with it, and it's really hurting me right now. So, might have to smoke some weed during this Jason Nash video. But Jason Nash, he's pandering once again. He's making, and I'll say him again, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Casey, whatever his name is, style vlogs. And I was not surprised to see this. It's in a parody style, of course. So it's not to be taken seriously. I also got some really weird New England viral video. I don't understand how Facebook works, where these people see these things. They're just like, oh yeah, this looks retarded. I'll send this to all my friends. So I got it muted. I got the music up still. All right, give me a second here. I was talking my shit. See, that's what's great about the board, is I can just mute my computer audio. So whatever's going over the fucking air is just going over the air. Whatever's in my headphones goes over to you guys. It's a beautiful thing. Simple. Yeah, it's fucking, you forget to mute stuff, like I just did, you lose everything. You lose your whole place. Okay, so here it is, the beginning, and I want to show you guys who haven't seen it. I'm sure you've probably seen something like this. This guy has a million subs on YouTube almost. 950,000. She wants to recreate some famous Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson photos. So, let's check this out, guys. Outdated Drake song. Gotta lower this. So, this is an outdated thing, too. Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. She wants to recreate some famous Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson photos. No, 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 no. And then won't be wearing a lot of clothes.
Trisha called me, said to come down. I'm always available for Trisha. And so here I am.
So nice.
Oh,
so sweet.
My God.
Yay. Okay. Are you excited?
Yeah, I was with my kids all day, and then I just walked into this. So you have this, you got this for one day or 10 days, or what are you doing?
What are you doing 10 days?
I don't know. I can't believe you got it for
like 10 days straight.
I can't believe you got it for one day.
Yeah, because you always
Oh, there's no, God. Now, huh? You be careful here.
You would think this is a gay man hanging out with his drag queen wife or girlfriend. Or just general friend. The audio version, people listening. But he's at a balcony. Looks like L.A., I guess. Probably Vegas. I guess that's where people cheap out. They go to Vegas. When LA is no longer fun or an option anymore. A lot of people are going there.
This worries me with you around this.
Why? I'm not drunk yet.
And you exactly. See the girlfriend is just a lot of work's been done. This isn't in the full HD version. I should just pull up and fucking stream for you guys, but. Who cares? Yeah, she's just been shot up with every piece of fat and fucking silicone and fakeness that you could think of. It's like a troll gimmick, these guys. These fucking people that are in this video. They're not real. None of them. And people are eating it up.
If I fall over?
I mean, I'm scared how could no one fall over here?
No, I definitely think it's scary, and I actually have almost done it a couple times, because we were posing out here earlier, and I almost fell over with my shoes.
Yeah, in the heels?
No, I had, like, stripper heels on. These are, like, nothing, but I almost fell over.
Oh my gosh, you take a picture here.
I know.
Like, I really not want to know what she's famous for and how he linked up with her. It's very strange. I mean, the body, the shape, the fucking surgeries, the lips, women with the lips, and shit these days, it just looks so unnatural. It does look hot, but on like a dick.
This is good, right? You want to take a picture of...
You have to have like a dick physically in here for this like thing coming off your face to look hot all the time.
You?
No, it's a good for you. You look really good here.
I mean, it's good for your porn job, but this lady, she isn't done porn. Is she a porn star?
I wouldn't even take pictures all day. I don't look cute.
Because even that, like Adam 22, like we made fun of him in the first episode of the season. First celebrity dummy. He interviews porn stars still. Like some whacked out shit like that.
Rough right now. I'm looking a little.
No.
Are you excited? This is like full on photo shoot. I'm so stoked.
Oh my God, this is crazy.
OMG, dog.
It's crazy good.
You look good, Jason. You look skinny.
No, I'm so
compared
bad.
To you, yeah, he's gonna look skinny.
Me, every day.
Los Angeles, where skinny people go, no.
Hey, where are you from? I went to Chicago for New Year's. My camera froze there. I went to Whole Foods. I went outside for like 10 minutes. It froze. I came back and was like, went online. They're like, it'll go away, no problem. Just warm it up.
Yeah.
I never came back. And then I got back to, I got back yesterday, late last night, and then I didn't have time. My nanny's gone. It's been bad.
Oh, wait, where's your kids now?
He's super cool.
You're lying.
Hi, I'm Jason. Oh, shit. He's like, oh, shit, I have to say hello to someone. I don't really like to socialize.
I feel like I literally, like, haven't been filming at all because I've been really depressed. I don't know if you might be
scared. What the fuck,
don't
dude?
Worry, I'm okay. I thought you might be scared of me because everyone's just like, oh, my God, Trish, like, this is why people don't want to know you.
I've been getting a lot. I don't watch your videos.
That's a monster.
I don't want to know you like that.
Okay, good. Because everyone was just like, this is why Jason doesn't want to be your
friend.
This
was lit better, you know what I mean?
I don't expose
a lot of these vlogs, so you don't.
I don't know what happened. Because
they overexpose their shit.
And be like, oh, well, that's for entertainment purposes, and maybe that's not true.
Yeah.
She's like the unlockable thought.
Or
final thought boss.
That's what I said in the videos. I'm like, I definitely don't lie about anybody.
What'd you say?
Everything.
What'd you say?
But are you recording?
Like, you never know. Sometimes it ends up in the video. Like, when he recorded my stomach for, like, 20 minutes straight, I was like,
it's
I think
cute.
You have to be shirtless for this photo shoot.
Oh, no.
Can you show the tattoos you're getting?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Wait, what? You
I don't want to be shirtless.
No, are you kidding? Here, Tommy Lee. We got you, like, everything.
Oh, he's my Tommy Lee?
Yeah.
I thought he was the PA.
All these fucking nutcases,
shut
man.
Up. You're gonna shave my arms? So wait, you're making tattoos right now?
Well, yeah, I'm just trying to outline them as best I can. So these are them. These are your back tattoos.
But how does that get to my back?
We shave your back.
This is a tattoo.
Well, that I need.
This is a tattoo transfer, so that literally it's just like a fake tattoo you put.
Wow.
I love how he plays dog.
This is like I have to draw them because they didn't exist.
I know, you're sick, you're so good. She's like, with all the YouTubers. Like, she did, like, Ricky Dillon's videos. She does, like, every YouTuber.
Really?
She's, like, the YouTuber go-to.
I just want to clarify, too, guys, because people are like, what the fuck? Tony, he told me to watch this. So I'm trying to see what's going on here. I'm trying to figure it out. So bear with me here, because I'm just like you guys. I'm lost.
Okay, guys.
Content.
I'm getting tattooed right now, and it's pretty dope. On my back.
I think it's here.
Can you tell me your name again? I'm so sorry.
It's okay, Monique.
Monique, this is Monique, famous, world famous tattoo artist. Maybe you've seen her show, Monique. Did you get it? Ink. I mean, if you had your own show, you could call it that.
Monique.
Hey, that is really
cool. I won't make any more jokes. I'll just let you concentrate.
That's right.
We figured out that Monique could have her own reality show, tattoo show called Monique.
Ooh.
She's just drawing on him.
I think that's everything. What do you think?
About it. All by himself, huh?
No, he's clever.
No, I always get.
Let's go pitch it.
Do it. Oh my God, this is the sickest thumbnail ever. Like, people are going to think you got a real tattoo, Jason. This is sick. Oh, I'm sorry. I knew you were going to look sexy with it. That's why I literally did think
that
of you.
Because
I was
going to
get like
real.
A lookalike Tommy Lee, and I was like, no, Jason's going to look sick. He's going to look better. Sorry, I didn't know. I wasn't going to even ask you because I did not think you would do this. I've been wanting Jason to date me forever, but he refuses to. He doesn't want to date me. I don't know why. He's my dream person.
It's
right
probably
now.
Gonna be a reveal that he's.
See, that's what he says. He's never says, oh, no, one day. He's like, oh.
You know.
It's like a Brian Griffin.
The friend zone. I know.
Look at his friends.
That's
all this
nice.
Stuff. Divorce.
Whatever, man. Everyone thinks we're perfect. The whole internet ships us.
But is it real?
No.
I'm not fun.
I get excited with you all the time. You wanted to go on vacation with me. I think that's a pretty serious step.
That would be
what's he looking at on his phone?
You'd be bored with me. I can't keep up with you.
That's not true.
I go to bed early.
So do I. New Year's Eve, I slept at 8 o'clock and you were out partying with all your boys.
I was asleep at 12 15.
What'd you do on New Year's Eve?
I flew to Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I got there. We had a hotel and we had...
What's he doing in Chicago?
Private room.
I was a little jealous when you kissed that old lady. I was like, that's sad.
Well... That was...
all the cameras on you. Uh-huh. Jason, I was really heartbroken.
What?
Yeah.
There's too much tattoo footage, I think.
Went to shit, so that it just like went to the back of my mind because no one when I saw.
But fuck it, we'll milk it.
Are you kidding me? And everyone was tweeting me, and I was like, this is like so mean.
Make the jokes we can.
It's kind of mean.
I'll tell you off camera all about it. Okay, where is it now, Trish?
You went from like 10 to 15.
You like tats, huh? You like tough guys?
I do, and now you look so hot. You look like a tough guy.
Okay, those are like angel wings. All right,
next.
Those aren't tough.
I told her no.
Ooh.
You're incredible at this. I don't know how you're doing this.
So good. Laser, you should get laser. Laser away. That's what I do.
Oh my god.
He's getting the Adam 22 starter kit.
I gotta make your Are you Just make your nipples hot.
Wait, is he really getting pierced?
Mm-hmm. No. Could you imagine? I'm like,
could you imagine?
I'm like, she's actually a piercer too.
Like it's 2037. Oh yeah, we used to do all kinds of things for YouTube videos.
Ow!
God, that that light looks like it's here.
I'm so sorry.
Does it hurt?
Holy shit!
No, not
thumbnail. This.
No blood.
That's what he said.
Shut the fuck up! What did you do?
Did it really hurt?
Yeah.
Are you okay?
Nice tats. In there.
Are you okay?
Because I didn't think I was here today.
You were like, just come over and do like.
All right. So far, on a scale to cringe to zero, this
you
is. A two.
Why am I so excited about this? I die. I'm so excited for these pictures. These are gonna be so good.
I like love it. You actually look like Tommy Lee. I'm like a low budget Pamela Anderson, but you're like a real Tommy Lee.
No, you look way like Pamela Anderson, actually.
Alright, guys, would you? Julia Child's gun in the chat. This vid is so haha. See? But come on. That's a lot of a mess there. She holds it up well in the clothes. But you can see once you get the tube top on. Shit. That's a lot of money, man, spent on just this fucking. What? A sack of fucking. I don't. Jason Nash.
Low budget. He's like the real deal. I was like, oh. Like, watch out, world.
So they're Pam and Tomler Anderson.
Okay.
Pamela or Tomler.
They're both on the champagne.
Oh, these are hilarious.
You remember them when they were a couple in the 90s? A koi fish tat, of course.
What? Oh, is it porn tour?
I guess she had giant boobs too. She had the most giant.
I have to empty these.
Have you ever heard of a sink?
Heard of a treadmill?
No, this is like so expensive, the champagne. I know, it was like $100 for both of them.
It's called a diet, not sucking fat off of your body every day. You don't like tattoos, I'm cool with it, just not going off a bud. These aren't real tattoos, though. They're recreating Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson. Trish wants to match what? Wants to match a photo where Pam is biting Tommy's nipple. So he kind of looks like that a little bit, you know, in the picture. They're a hepatitis couple, of course. So it's pretty gross.
You ready, Isaiah, for real? Or are you doing test again?
We are perfect. We are on. We are ready.
All right.
Look at the gimmick here. So great. They're fat, out of shape, Tommy Lee and Pam Anderson.
What kind of production?
All right,
is
there's
this?
The cringe. We got the cringe.
Yeah, it hurt.
Very nice, Tony.
Yeah, that's
what she did in the photo. That's what we
like. Well, he looked like he was enjoying it. What is wrong with you?
Instagram, Twitter. Jason Nash, Jason23 Nash. Download his podcast. He does everything.
What's up, everybody? Please hit like, subscribe, tweet me at Jason Nash, Instagram at Jason Nash. Today's shout out is Luis. Luis, thank you so much for watching. That's our video. It's Friday night.
They put Pamela.
The guys are watching TV in the other room, and we had some sushi, and things are really good. I want to thank Trish so much for having me for that photo shoot. She's a blast. Go to her channel.
Hey, you're on the show.
All the pictures.
Terrence. Dude, fucking MS. You have a lot of clout talking about me all the time like that.
Yeah, I know, man. What's up?
Yeah, well, that's wrong.
You're cutting out.
Yeah, you know, I just want to ask you, man. First off, I think you did a great job with the show, you know.
Is this Kellen?
I'm just listening. But
Kellen?
You know, man, I don't know who to go to about this, but Ricardo Perez is not, he's not talking to me.
Who's this?
Yo, man, it's me.
The other guy sounded like you.
It's fucking Terrence, bro.
Huh?
Stay fucking back out. They told me to fuck off while I was riding a bike.
They what?
They what?
You gotta get a better
fucking
mic.
Fucking Terrence. Dude, you got a lot of fucking clout, okay? I'm anxious as fuck watching this shit.
Good. Yeah, it's an actual phone call, so it sounds bad. The audio.
Sorry, I don't have a real fancy phone. I can't even afford this shit.
No, they think you're on like a fucking a microphone or something. No, it's just a
regular.
Oh, dude,
is that the fucking Legion?
Yeah, it's the homies hanging out.
Well, I just want to thank Tyrone Jones for giving life to me.
Who, Barack Obama?
No, fucking Tyrone.
I forget who you are because you sounded like Terrence at the beginning and now you're drifting into just some mushmouth idiot. Because you did sound like him at the beginning. It was funny, and I was going with it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask why there's no Trace Gatto's uploads for a month now. Tyrone fanboys.
Yeah,
well,
part of it was part of it is that...
This is Kellen now, see? It's like, can you keep your characters straight? I want you guys to be better on the air. I got a really good prank request. I actually have...
We're actually kind of a couple now, so... All right,
you just revealed something, so I might as well ask. Who's Terrence dating?
Yeah, dude, man. These guys are fucking bullshit with me, man. And
oh
but
my
yeah,
God.
Dude, man.
All right.
I'm just fucking.
Now it's the actual
man.
Tyrone.
No, man. I mean, fuck that.
What? Hey.
No. What in the actual fuck? See, now they hung up. All right. So what I want to do is deep in my archive, I still have it here. Let's finish up with what he's saying, because I got something to tell you guys with Jason now.
Thank you so much for watching. That's our video. It's Friday night. I'm just hanging out. The guys are watching TV in the other room, and we had some sushi, and things are really good. I want to thank Trish so much for having me for that photo shoot. She's a blast. Go to her channel, and you can see all the pictures. Go to her Instagram. You can see some pictures of that. And my Instagram will have some pictures today. So that'll be really cool. And yeah, things are awesome. What else? We're going to the Golden Globes on Sunday. And Trish took me shopping. She got me a new outfit. She picked out this crazy outfit. So I'll show you that on Monday. Also, tomorrow on Sunday, you can go to my family channel. And there's a video I made with Brandon. I took Brandon to get his wisdom teeth out. I'm going to see Wyatt and Charlie tomorrow. We're going to go hang out. I've got to go figure out something that we can do together. It's so hard being a parent. If you have any suggestions and you live in Los Angeles or you live in the Los Angeles area,
okay,
you
still in LA.
As to something I can do with my kids tomorrow, please feel free to just put it in the comments. And I will I would really appreciate that if you have cool suggestions. Don't say Disneyland. It's too much work. Anyway, I love you guys. And I will see you on Monday with a new video on this channel, on the main channel. And then tomorrow, go to my family channel, and there will be a new video there, so you can get all kinds of me and stuff in my life. And I'm sure you must be sick of me, because
I'm getting a couple ideas.
I love making videos, and I love being with you guys. And see, there's Todd. He's watching TV.
as much as I have been.
And it's a really funny show.
Oh, cool.
This guy's awesome. Todd's awesome. Go check out his channel.
Fuck that fig. So, fucking, what we're going to do is we have deep in my unbleached Rolodex, I have the Jason Nash's phone number. And we can call him later if you guys want. Do something with that. Sure, that would be a heck of a time. Just got to think of something dope to do that would really set it off, if you know what I'm saying. I just think I X'd out of my iCloud, which has his phone number. I spoke to him on this phone number many years ago when I was just a young podcaster in the game. Was able to finesse an interview with the Jason Nash when he was doing pretty well on the Vine. And then he died on the Vine. Now he's doing fake YouTube videos. I mean, come on. Even guys like Adam22 doing these things. It's just so fucked up, the world these days. Can someone agree with me on that? See if we can really mess with him. That's right. That's what I want to make my night into. He's going to the Golden Globes tomorrow. He revealed that in that little entertaining excerpt at the end. Let's see the girl's version of this, because I think that's the one he actually posted. So I'm kind of a dick by putting him on the spot saying that. Tony, where's the cringe? I think the cringe would be in the girl's video, not Jason's video. Well, let's see if we can get some more information. Jason, we got your information.
Hey guys. So today we are doing the recreating sexy couple photos with my...
Oh yeah, she's fucked, dude.
Sort of?
Always here for Trisha.
Are you scared of me? Are you scared of me right now because of people...
That's a cock tucked in there somewhere. It's a micro dick.
Thing I'm exposing everybody. Are you scared of
Come on, bro.
No, what are people saying?
Oh, okay.
I don't go on the internet that much. I post and then I...
Oblivious.
I go take care of my kids. Yeah. What are people saying? Should I leave?
Yeah, they're
should
like, first of all, everyone's like, what about Jason? Which there was scandal, but we'll get to that later. Because first of all, it was about your scandal of cheating on me. And then I exposed somebody that I was like, kind of seeing. And then people were
what
like...
What did you expose him about?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yo, man, me, yo, man. It's me, Jason Nash, man. You want to interview me or something? What's up?
Yo, does that girl have a dick there, dude? Seriously.
She's yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, what's up,
I'm
though, man?
I'm seriously, like, it's very easy to get tricked these days.
Yo, man, me, yo. I heard about that.
That's hacky to say, but when you're watching YouTube every day and you're being tricked... And even Caitlyn Jenner, she's pretty passable these days.
Yeah, you're right, bro. I mean,
the old rugged piece of leather she is.
I'm thinking about writing a book about it. I'm
thinking
about doing it myself. Writing a book about it or something.
You suck. I don't know why Tyrone calls. Tyrone, he can't even do calls. He's literally the worst at everything he's done. That's why he... doesn't have a house.
Everything.
Watch,
it's bad, but it's
I love how well this
again.
Is mic'd.
Boyfriend this year again, so it's fine. I would never expose you because you have kids. He doesn't.
I don't have anything to expose.
That's true. You are. That is true. I wish there was.
What do you mean you wish there was? You trying to take me down?
I feel like you'd be more controversial and we'd get more views if you were like more like you know crazy.
No, I'm bringing the credibility here.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is why you need Jason.
Oh, that's a fucking giant maxi pad. Sorry, guys.
Daddy Jason.
Yeah.
So we're recreating sexy couple photos. You haven't seen any of these videos, right?
No.
People do it. Corinna has done it. With
sexy
Corinna.
Couple
Corinna
photos. The rag edition.
Oh, you don't watch anyone's videos. So we're going to do it, but we're going to step it up because we're doing like Logan Paul, Jake Paul style. Although we're not supposed to say his name because he did something bad recently. I don't know. I'm so out of it, too.
Well, that I watched.
Did you?
Yeah.
I don't even know what happened.
I feel bad for him.
Dude, if those are pussy lips, I'm going to go through the ceiling.
Well, he saw a dead body in the woods and he filmed it. So I put myself in that situation and I said, well, first when it happened, I said, I always feel bad for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, because he's just a kid.
And you're sweet.
What is he, 21?
Yeah, I guess.
Just a kid. So I thought, oh, poor guy, he messed up. He makes 400 vlogs.
Is he being serious?
He's bound to mess up,
yeah.
Right? And then I put myself in that situation, and I said, gee, if I was in the floor.
Is this like his way of breaking character and telling you how he feels about the fucking Logan Paul thing? That is fucked. That's sickening.
Worse, and I found a dead body. Would I start filming it? What are you doing?
Oh, I know, I'm just messing my hip. I'm like, listening.
I'm literally
like,
yeah, I saw a dead body.
And then I said,
no, I probably would know not to show the dead body.
At 21.
Even at 21, I would probably know.
Really?
Maybe not, but I would probably know. But, you know, he messed up, so I feel bad for him.
Aw, you're the only person.
I'm the only person that feels bad for
him. I like him. I don't know him. He gets a lot of views, so if you want to collab, I'll be down.
Not to say he wasn't wrong. So don't come after me.
Don't be controversial. We need the views.
All I said was the guy, you know, he messed up, and I feel bad for him. I look at all these people like my children.
I haven't eaten in 3
what?
Days.
What?
True story.
You look
but
like you haven't eaten in 3 days.
My stomach.
Oh, she tucked it down. So because he's from Vine, he thinks, like, you know, he knows as much as some guy who's literally killing fucking YouTube. You know, he's the third biggest guy here, and you're fucking pandering, doing literally his content. But he's 21, you're 50. Makes sense. He's 21, you're 50. You shouldn't be doing a 21-year-old style content. You know, it's like me. It's less believable for a youngster, that's what we call him, to do a podcast these days, because it's not somebody you're going to go to for information that's, like, poignant. We go to, you know, guys like podcasters, not for information all the time. We go for laughs. We go for semi-bits of information. But it's more to feel, you know, interactive with a group. And that's what you get on Twitch and streaming and this kind of live stream world that's being just, you know, it's growing by the masses. And this, you see this YouTube world start to fade away. You see these app share things start to dissipate a little bit. You know, Instagram will never go away. I think that's what she's probably famous off of. I don't know. I don't even know this bitch's name, bro. So I couldn't tell you, but fuck. You know, the fact that there's a million people who look at this shit every day is stunning to me. So let's continue.
My stomach is still there. If my stomach, okay, this is what my stomach looks
so
like.
So stomach reveal, bro.
That's what I need. It's getting there.
How have you not managed to eat for 3 days?
Really, I'm okay. Really dead. I'm like literally, no, I depression, staying in bed, and not doing anything. So this is my first active.
I can't imagine.
That's the best way to lose weight. Just sleep for 14 hours a day.
Just sleep, no alcohol. We'll see how it goes. So you're going to be getting transformed.
Can't imagine that on alcohol. All right, we can't watch this twice, the tattoos. It's sickening. He's getting there.
Wait,
literally what we just watched.
You're ruining it for the rest of the
day. All right, bony footy. Mooching confirmed, huh?
You know, it looks like the Incredible Hulk, you know, except there's flab coming out.
Yeah,
of
we get it. You're fucking out of shape. Louis C.K. talked about that, right?
I'm so sad you have to leave.
What's wrong with you? I know you're a part of.
I'm overcommitted. I'm trying to be a successful person, and it's not working.
I don't think there's such a thing as overcommitted.
He's got to run out of there to do his podcast? What a life.
Right.
I'm out of soda, fucking
piercing?
Coffee.
Yeah,
should I put them on, or
yeah.
Are we ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Both of those, you can wear them later. Thanks, honey.
You're welcome. And these are his nipple ones?
They said they were for
nobody
both.
Said
oh.
Yes
yeah,
in the chat either, by the way.
Ha ha! Ha ha! I gotta make you a little cold. Just make your nipples hard. It's weird.
Oh, I'll make them hard for you.
I wonder the poor fucking guy that's got to edit these things, because you know it's not them.
Could you imagine?
Like, she's actually a piercer, too.
Like, it's 2037. Oh, yeah, we used to do all kinds of things for YouTube.
Ow! Ow, you're piercing me. I just spit on your face. I'm so sorry.
Does it hurt?
Did you pierce me?
No, not for real.
No blood.
Shut the fuck up. What did you do?
Did it really hurt?
He really thinks you got his nipple pierced.
Are you okay?
Pushing your nipple in there.
Yeah, these reenactors living with other people's lives, they don't have their own.
You were like, just come over and do like a little
This is
too.
Like voyeuristic shit.
That's what you said.
That one, you did pretty good job. You look so good. Why am I so excited about this? It's like my dream come true. I'm so excited for these pictures. These are going to be so good.
Okay, great. We saw this.
Well, on your channel.
Oh my god, I got the fucking sniffs.
Whatever one you like the best.
Got some dust up there or something. I feel like Adam 22. I got to
like
pick my nose on the stream.
Obviously, like, you don't like that one. I think is a great shot.
That's a good one.
I think that's a great shot. Right.
You guys still haven't answered
like,
it, though, would you?
She makes it so much sexier.
Would you do it?
And then that one, too. So we have four. We just went through five.
Child's Gun says yes.
This, so.
I will.
Okay. Wait, where are you going? Oh, okay.
Okay, well, let's go.
Yeah, no, I know. I've been ready. Okay, so you're just ready to shoot. We just need, like, a few, and that's it.
So this is the more cringier video, guys.
No, this is, like, so expensive, the champagne. I know, it was like $100 for royalties. I'm like, I'm drinking, I'm chugging, because they only have like a little bit in their glasses. Okay.
$100 of royalties.
So it looks like it's in this hand.
So you're kissing my shoulder and
kissing,
I'm looking at your arm.
Kissing the left shoulder. Mm-hmm. Can I turn around?
So you're kissing there and I'm looking at your arm here.
I'm kissing your shoulder?
Yeah. But angle down more. Yeah. And like, get this more. You have to be like covered if I was naked. Wait, hold on. Go higher than. Is he high enough?
Yeah, you want to be higher. That's it. So you're going to be up tall.
Alright, I gotta get my eye cloud up.
Put this one close around too. Like, really wrap your arms around me. Okay, there.
Left shoulder is.
Oh, actually, I don't need it. I got it on my phone.
That's it. And then you're just gonna kiss the back of her shoulder just towards it. There we go. Even if you don't look completely down there, that's good.
Okay, that's it.
And just kind of eyes closed. Couple more here. You guys are great. Good job.
You wanna do the next pose?
There's an actual photographer.
That's it.
I'm getting some hair here. Hold on.
There we go.
Yikes.
Awesome. We're in love.
Okay, so instead of kissing your shoulder, you're just going to look down towards your shoulder with your eyes closed.
Is it believable, guys?
Okay.
There we go.
Put your arms really far.
I don't think so.
Right shoulder up, left shoulder down. There we go. And chin down just a little bit more. It's kind of yep, there we go.
Okay,
cool.
Cute.
Yep.
Okay.
Count.
Next one. We only need four.
Modeling is hard.
Do you love?
I love.
Your hair looks good. I love our couple. I love our new life as
totally fake.
So much easier than a real relationship.
It's so much easier.
It's like, hey, can we take some bomb selfies?
I know, right? Okay. I guess I'm really low, so I'm like smiling. Oh, that's easy. Smile.
Cover up all that fatness.
Okay, cool. Should I be lower? Should I have, like this on his chest or like higher?
Your chin wraps around his arm, so you're gonna put your chin on the chest.
Like, you can really disguise tits and shit as like a gunt. All kinds of things.
Okay. So this hand, I think, right?
It's hot.
That's it. And then you're gonna peek over her hair to me. There you go. That's the shot. There it is.
But like, I'm not a believer in the pretty face theory, you know what I mean? Like, that's not pretty. Her face is huge.
I've never ever done like a photo shoot with a guy. It's so weird. Okay, next one. It's actually a lot sexier than I thought. That would be really awkward and weird. But I actually think it's kind of sexy because it's always awkward and weird when I do it with anyone else. But not Jason. This is what we do in our private time.
Well, I wouldn't be comfortable with any other person either.
Really?
So, yeah.
Ricky, I didn't come close.
I'm going to puke.
That's so weird. A reality show.
It's fucked up.
This is fun.
Separation. Yeah, there you go. That's it. And then cheat more that way and eyes right.
I mean, the curves you could cover. It's like, I like the ass and stuff. Trump orange skin.
I mean,
the tan beds, it's all spray tan. They're all orange in LA.
Holy
I just want to make the most of any kind of picture or anything. So I can.
I can't believe Tommy Lee has those tattoos.
You're biting your hair?
Do
it. Look at that. It's pretty fucking accurate.
Ah! Fuck!
Okay,
what the fuck? What kind of production is this?
Did it really hurt?
Yeah, it hurt! You didn't have to really bite it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, these people are sickening. So if we contacted Jason Nash, what would we say to him? Someone suggested that we say that he won an award. I disagree. Since he's going to the Golden Globes, we got to do something like, I don't know, that'll scare him, or, you know, something weird. Not scare him, but, you know, just for a second, it would be funny. He had to use something to cover the heroin needle holes. Yeah. Tommy Lee was a partier, I guess. I don't know. He's a little more fucking emaciated than Jason Nash. I think he's a bigger guy these days, right? You know? Booze and fucking drug use will do that to your body. Once your fucking liver starts processing the way it used to. That's why I stopped drinking. It's one reason of many.
Well, he looked like he was enjoying it. What's wrong
but
with
he has a hepatitis, too, yeah.
Okay, that's good. That's great. That's great. That's great. Just try to attach it.
Mayhem.
There we go. There we go.
Jason Nash, yes.
Oh, you got some pulling.
Yeah, we actually did get it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
oh,
there we go. That
yay,
was real.
We
that's
committed. All right, guys.
He's not a heroin guy. He seems like a meth guy. You know what I mean? Like, these people are addicted to Adderall, all of them in L.A. If you have Adderall in L.A., you're a fucking millionaire. It's just something that even the cops and fucking drug enforcement agencies, they don't give a shit about. They flood the streets of Los Angeles with Adderall and meth because that's where all the creative people are. So if they give them that, we have great movies and great, you know, music. And then, you know, you boil it down, all this Adderall media, we'll call it. It all sounds, looks, and is the same. Go to the Adam 22 bullshit. It's all the same bullshit. These artists are just recreating something someone else did and putting their own little spin on it because they think it's the next trend. You know? It's unbelievable. The Adderall world we're in. You'll never see me take methamphetamine, any type of shit like that. I should. It would make me less of a mopey cunt. But I don't because I see it turns people like him into whatever the fuck he is now. I don't know about that. An investigation for the awards? I don't know if that would be like a dope prank. I'm just thinking oh, shit. We gotta have more think tank, guys. We could have Tyrone Jones roll him. Where, you know, he comes on the phone and he basically just, you know, mopes about his life. You know, he just goes, you know.
I'm literally still at open mic level. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get nothing. I've been doing comedy for 7 years and I don't get no gigs, man.
You know, just whine about his life. I swear to God, if he calls into the show, I'll just hang up now. Kidding. We like him. He's awesome. Everyone copies bullshit creatively. He's dead in LA. Everything in LA should, you know, just have burned with those fires they had.
Couple photo shoot. Thumbs up if you want to see another recreation.
Except Joe Rogan. He's cool.
Yeah, it was really fun.
I had fun. I should have been drunk the whole time because I had much more fun. What do you think of these?
Great, we need to shoot.
God, she's got the fucking...
I'm so down for that. I will wax you. I will...
The wrestler face.
You're so drunk. She hasn't eaten for 3 days. She hasn't eaten for 3 days. And then all of a sudden...
Shouldn't eat for a month.
We needed champagne to do the photos. And she was like, I'm not wasting this shit. And she started pounding champagne and she hasn't
boob.
Eaten.
It was $80 a glass. I had to drink it.
It was boob? You are really drunk. All right, well, that's good. You waited to the end. Oh, my God, you're wasted. In her defense, she worked all day, and she waited till the last 5 minutes to
She's
get bombed.
A fucking pig.
So in her defense, she did a really good job today. What?
We always do a real outro.
This is it, isn't it?
This is it.
Oh, like and subscribe.
Sorry, face is blown up. Out.
Okay, real outro ready.
Okay, go.
Okay, wait, hold on.
Oh, what
dude,
happened?
Dude, okay, that wasn't enough. Here's some
thanks
more.
Thanks for watching this video. Thanks to Daddy Jason for being my partner. And
so they're hanging out on a
was
bed.
It?
That's awesome. So much fun. Yeah. It's mayhem when I'm with you.
Aw, we love each other. He said I love you 3 weeks ago to me when he walked me to Fort Corvette, remember?
I did?
Mm-hmm. He said I love you.
No,
he didn't. You.
Did I say that?
Yeah.
Ugh. They are fucking rotten, huh, guys? That is just wrong. On at least 5 levels. At least bestiality being one of them. How do you convert English bulldog into a girl? Grow it into human size? Yeah, see if we can really mess with him. Let's see what we can get on Jason Nash. What are you guys thinking tonight? We got one suggestion for a sort of investigation on his award ceremony. What else? I just want to get to it. I want to see. Let's block the number and see if it's actually his number. Because if not, we'll just move on to something else without this big build up to it. Shall we? Unmute. Phone call. And let's do this, guys. What do you say? New conversation, right? Phone number. Do I have the phone number here? It's gonna be great. You're gonna love it. Just don't fucking leave. Oh, I got it. I remember where it was. Son of a bitch. Okay. I just don't want to give it out to anyone if it's really him. Sorry, I'm breathing. I got a star 6-7 that bitch, though. Even though it doesn't matter, right? All right, we're doing it. Oh, shit, they hung up. Whoa. All right, so it might be legit. It might be legit, guys. Somebody's fucking cooking something nice. I really get hungry during this fucking broadcast. And it kicked out my fucking shit. 1 second. Yeah. That's what happens when you kick out one of your power supplies. Live on stream hasn't happened yet till tonight. Come on, motherfucker. There we go. Sorry about that. Sorry about the audio there. lights back in the room. Just like that. All right, so my shit just went down by accident. I might have to just put up a quick little break ski anyways. If I can get my machine running right back where it should be. Because, you know, at my young age, my kidneys are fucked up, I think. I'm going to piss every 30 fucking minutes. Seriously, is the red light on or off? It's on.